Blog Talk Radio.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison. The show about everything and nothing at all.
Please check out the Barefoot is Legal radio show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, that is 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific Time, as we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever and whenever you're tuning in from, my fellow Liberty lovers. This is Amber S. from Living with Freedom Ministries, reminding you to tune in on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific Time, for the Living with Freedom Show, where we'll embrace what living with freedom can look like physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and in everyday life. That's 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific, here on Freedomizer Radio.
Day. So let's talk about what's going on in America. Freedom is under attack in your state. Dictator Ron DeSantis incredibly lets you walk around without masks. That tyrant allows your kids to go to school during the pandemic, year two or four, or who the hell knows. I urge you living in Florida to join the fight. Or join us in California, where we'll take the money you earn and give it to people who don't work. Visit San Francisco, where you can walk through human feces. If you're lucky, you might step on a syringe. Check out Los Angeles, where gas is so expensive, your kids only need to skip a meal or two or ten to afford it. California, where freedom means lockdowns for you, while I go to the places you can't afford. Don't let them take your freedom. Come to California, where we'll take it, along with your money.
Hello everyone. I am Broccoli Man. At night I fight for organic GMO-free food. During the day I fight crime against child trafficking. Please watch my story on rumble.com. Just look up Broccoli Man and you can see my regular run-ins and follies with G-Lobalist, the wiretap, the millennials, and everyone else I run into. I fight communists and very pro-free speech. Just check me out. Broccoli Man on rumble.com.
Have you looked at the price of Bitcoin lately? Cryptocurrencies are the hottest financial investment right now. Well, what if you can get free Bitcoin fractions by having an app on your phone or PC? Introducing Lolly, a website that rewards you with free Bitcoin pieces with your online purchases. You purchase from one of thousands of companies like Chewy, Old Navy, Groupon, and others. You get a percent of your purchase back in Bitcoin. Use my link on freedomizerradio.live or find me on Facebook for your special link to get started. Lolly, earn free Bitcoin while you shop.
Hello, I'm Mike. My birthing partner and I just got our new Lysenica Freedom microchips. These microchips are awesome. They helped me keep the freedom I used to before I enrolled into Southern Hampshire Institute of Technology.
I am Jamar. I am friends with Mike and his birthing partner. We met at SHIT. I am a liberal media major. I also just got a Lysenica Freedom microchip. SNSHIT recently mandates everyone on campus get their freedom microchip. I jumped on the Lysenica joint.
This freedom chip grants me the freedom to go everywhere I was allowed to before COVID. Now this chip tells me when I am and am not allowed to go outside. It also tracks my boosters. If I'm not up to date on a chip, it tells me when I need to get it by.
This chip is sweet. Without this freedom chip, no one is allowed on our campus. I scan my hand whenever I want to pay for something. It also calls for an ambulance when I get another heart attack from a booster, which is totally not a heart attack from them getting a gene therapy.
These freedom chips are free. You can go to any drugstore or China Mart and employed with inserted in your wrist.
Remember, it is not the mark of the beast. You just need to let Lysnick track and trace your every move. You just need a freedom chip to buy, sell, work, and live. When you get a microchip, look for the Lysnick Freedom microchips. They are sweet.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire Rizak. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the One World Government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Welcome to the Proof Negative radio show right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
right. Hello again, everyone. Welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the Big Kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us today. TGIM, everyone. Thank goodness it's Monday. Another broadcasting week is starting for us. But I'm not alone tonight. We do have Christina joining us here in just a second. And then if you want to be a part of the show, the number here is 319-527-6208. And just press lucky number one on your phone, and I will make it a point to bring you into tonight's conversation. So with that, let's go ahead and bring Christina in here.
Good evening, Prue. Thank you for always making me feel so welcome. thanks for being here.
I have to let you know up front, I'm here, I'm talking with you, but I can't like research anything or do much for the next like 3 to 5 minutes.
Oh.
I have to clean myself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I walked out of the room and the puppy just she crapped and I stepped in it, so I got to clean myself. Literally happened right now, so.
Oh my lord!
I'm frantically trying to hurry up and get this
done. Yeah, dogs are wonderful, except for when they have the accident. Oh my goodness, it happens.
Yeah.
Golly. Sorry to hear that.
All right. So
can
cover any topics, that would be great.
Yeah.
I'm here.
I hopped on to YouTube and you know how they always will throw stuff at you into your feed. And up popped a movie about it's another one of those DuPont things. So remember the movie Dark Waters about DuPont? Did you watch that movie?
I might have, but the name doesn't sound familiar.
It was a few years ago. Everyone should watch it because I know there was a documentary out, too, about DuPont and how they poisoned so many people and everything. But then they did a real movie about it, and I think the movie even won awards. But come to find out, in 21, there was another farm it's in Brighton, Michigan. They're called the Grostick Farm. And I knew nothing about this. And anyway, this video, I'll have to look up the name of the documentary, but it's on YouTube. And it's the Grostick Farm. And basically, this farmer, let me see if I can get, I think it's 100. So it's a beloved 100-year-old cattle farm in Livingston, Michigan, has seized operations after state officials found PFAS pollution contaminating the grains, groundwater, and livestock. So this poor farmer and his family, they have two children, and this is all they know. You know, this is their life, their livelihood. I mean, he had a huge business built up. And basically, one day he said, you know, these government officials just randomly show up on his property and say, we need to take samples of your soil. And, you know, he was like, okay, sure. And then the next day they came back and they're like, well, now we need to take samples of your meat. And so they did. And then he said a little while later, he got a Zoom call and he said, there's these four people, you know, across in the Zoom call. And he said, I've never seen them before in my life. And they say, you are going to have to cease operations. You can no longer sell your meat. You know, you can't do anything, your wheat, anything. And obviously this is quite a shocker for him because he's thinking, oh, my God, you know, what am I going to do? And, I mean, it is just, it blows my mind because, you know, that's not the worst part of it, because, you know, you would think if something like that happened, that the government or the company that contaminated him would immediately have to, you know, fund his family to continue living. Oh, no, that's not what happened. So he basically, he doesn't know what to do. And obviously he's very distraught. You know, his wife's very worried about him. And he has to literally start selling off things from his farm, because he's got a lot of bills to pay for. He's got cows to feed that he can no longer. And I think he had 71 cows, and eventually they come back. So what happened is there's a company there called Tribar, and Ford Motor Company has them do work for them. They basically do the chrome bumpers, the chrome on their cars for them. So this Tribar, for years, and they have whistleblowers. So in this documentary, you know, they have the whistleblowers on there too that had worked for Tribar. And, you know, they were talking about what they found out was, so his ground was contaminated with PFAS. And how it happened was there's these companies, these facilities that they take the runoff from these big manufacturers like that and turn it into I forget what it's called, but anyway, they use it for fertilizer. So, but it's not supposed to have the PFAS in it. Well, come to find out, that's how his ground got contaminated. And it's basically, they found out that Tribar was not filtering out this PFAS like they should be. So, you know, they got in trouble sort of, and they put these filters on, and these filters were supposed to be taking out the PFAS. And so it got it down to where it was in that extremely small amount to where it supposedly won't harm anyone. So anyway, they had already in the meantime had already made all this bio stuff at this plant, and all the farmers around there, no telling how many people had used this stuff for fertilizer. So obviously it's not just him. You know, there's this big hog farm not far from him. They use the same stuff. And there's other farmers that use the same stuff. So anyway, come to find out, this whistleblower was saying that there was one evening where the alarm went off that the filters were stopped up or whatever, and we're not filtering out PFAS. And the alarm went off, like they said, like 400 times. And they were told to just dump it in Huron River?
Lake
they
Huron?
Just dump it. Yeah. So they just,
okay, in Michigan.
This is a river. It's in Michigan. Now, this is the river. I guess it's maybe a river that runs off the lake or something. But so they dump it in there. They dump this crap in the river. And so anyway, this whistleblower, you know, he's basically telling you everything they did. I mean, it's awful. And they are still in operation to this day. And the worst part about it is this poor farmer, so distraught. I mean, he's obviously got to be in that fight and flight mode constantly, trying to figure out how he's going to survive and take care of his family. But he is having to... So they call him and they say, well, we're gonna have to kill all your 71 cows. And so he went and found an attorney, and they are suing Tribar, and I think they got that part halted. I'm trying to dig into it a little more, and I'm going to try to call him and see if he would maybe be willing to, if you would want it, maybe willing to talk to us, like not tonight.
Oh, yeah.
I've got to. Contact,
yeah, go ahead.
I would love for him to come on the show and talk to us about what's going on. I mean, because, you know, he's happened to sue Tribar. In the meantime, he's running out of ways to take care of he and his family. And it makes no sense. And the worst part is, you know, for them to say, oh, we're going to come and kill you know, they don't want to kill those cows. They're fine.
Well, that's what they really want, though,
that
because
yes.
if you kill the cows,
yeah.
then you're killing a whole industry, and that's what they
yes.
want.
They told him we need to kill them, and then we need to use them to use them as tests. You know, we need to experiment with them and see. And I'm like, oh. So anyway, the weird part about it is, so he's suing Tribar, and I don't know if he's gotten any money yet. That's what I'm trying to find out, if he's gotten anything, but I don't think it has. He has. And so anyway, it's infuriating that they get away with the stuff. And so after this has happened, he said, well, are you going to test any of the other farms that use the same stuff I used? And they said, no, we're not testing anyone else. Now, why on earth would they only test him? So the only thing I can figure out is that someone randomly picked him to test for the PFAS, but then when they found out the cause of it, which is from this big corporation, Tribar, I'm wondering if Tribar got a hold of the government agents and everyone that was going after him and said, keep this quiet, don't test any more farms, because if you do, you know, they're going to sue us too. So I don't know, but I cannot see why else would they not test that big hog farm and all the other farms around him? Why would they just test him only? That doesn't make any sense. It just makes no sense. So,
and this is current, so obviously there's an agenda.
Yeah, yeah. And this is, it's the Grostic Farm. It's Grostic. I sent you the link. His name is Jason, and Tribar is in Wixom, Michigan, so it's, you know, nearby. But this is just, it's got to stop. I mean, this is just crazy. It's like DuPont, was it not enough? I mean, this is the hexa, what was that? I don't know. Well, in DuPont, so they talk about this chemical, this hexa, whatever it is. It is one of those forever chemicals. So once you have it, it's like you're never going to get rid of it. And they're very, very dangerous. I mean, it's a high-level carcinogen. You know, that's what this guy said. This whistleblower said it's, and obviously they had him disguised. You know, they can't even know who they are, but
yeah.
He said, you know, the levels of this were so high, and it is one of the worst carcinogens. So, I mean, they just, and I think it's still today, I was looking up some information. It's saying, yeah, Tribar's, you know, still working, and they're also, okay, here's the name of that documentary. So it's called on YouTube, it's called The Hidden Chemicals Destroying American Farms. So everyone listening, you really, really need to go and watch it. It's 42 minutes long. You know, you need to learn about what's going on. And I guess Vice News is the one that went and, I guess they did the documentary possibly, but he got, you know, like I said, they first approached him in 2021, and some of these articles, like this was from June 28th, 23. So it said the state that is testing all Michigan wastewater treatment plants for PFAS and has stopped its biosolids. That's what it's called. I mean, when I heard about this biosolid production thing and what it was, I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Corporations are absolutely ruining this country, hands down. I mean, today I had to drive over to a small town where I get my jewelry repaired for people. And
yeah.
while I was over there waiting on the jewelry to get done, I went ahead and drove over to a small town that my dad was from. And, you know, in the town that I grew up in, they're very close. And it's it's just devastating. It's so sad because I drive through the one he's from, and it was super small. But I can remember how cute it was, you know, the little candy store and just, you know, how people would keep up their homes. They're not fancy homes. They're very small homes, but everybody, you know, kept their lawns nice. It was just a nice little town. And now it just, it's absolutely, it's just disgusting to drive through it and see what's happened. The houses are run down. Almost none of the yards are taken care of. There's no businesses there anymore. You still have the high school, which was a big, beautiful old high school. It's still there. But, you know, and I think about it, and I'm like, this is all from the corporations. They have ruined America. And, I mean, the people, we have to take it back. We have to stop. We have to stop the corporations. I mean, and everybody has to get serious about this. I mean, I don't understand. It's like we're going to have to start doing without some of this crap that we think we had to have from, you know, whatever big corporations that produce this stuff. We've just got to stop supporting it. And I know that's that's far-fetched because there's so many people we have to reach for that to even be effective. But, you know, we did see that happen a little bit with, like, Budweiser, you know, and some of these companies that went woke. I mean, we did see that happen a little bit. But, I mean, I don't understand why people don't want, you know, I don't understand why they don't want to bring that back. I mean, we've got to clean up these small towns. We've got to rebuild them. We've got to put farmers out there again. And we've got to stop eating the crap that all these corporations shove down our throats. I mean, to think about that waste, all the waste that these corporations, these manufacturers like this are producing, not only are they just so polluting, they're literally taking it and turning it into something that we then put on our freaking crops for fertilizer? I mean, it just, I just don't understand. I mean, and why any of these farmers, I guess probably because they were convinced, you know, they were told and convinced that they were perfectly safe. Now, I don't know how anyone can think that something like that can be perfectly safe. I mean, there's no way they could convince me of that. I'm sorry. It's just like, yeah, nope, not buying it, not ever. Yeah. But I don't know. But we've got to start coming up with some plans. And everybody has to start doing their part. So.
I'm almost done here.
That is. Oh, okay. Yeah, and you don't want to use towels and stuff because, you know, so.
Well, I have iodine and I have the cotton balls and stuff, so I had to clean myself.
Okay, did you say, was it a puppy? Or?
Yeah, 1-year-old Doberman.
Oh, okay. My daughter's rescue dog that they have. He's such a sweet dog, and he's so tall and stuff, tall and lanky. And they did a test to try to figure out what breeds were in him, and he's got a lot of Doberman in him. But he's the sweetest thing. I mean, I love his personality. It's just adorable. So, but and I had never really been around Dobermans, but. So is yours pretty, is the personality pretty sweet?
Yeah, but she's a puppy, so gets in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, that's true. Although I will say Jack was a pretty, no, you know what? I think he did try to tear up things. I think he loved, especially her shoes. It was funny because, you know, that's her business. She's a creative art director for a company that sells high-end shoes, and it was hilarious because when she was gone to work and wasn't around him much, he would literally try to tear up her shoes. So it was pretty funny. So, I mean, that's just a coincidence. Dogs love to tear up shoes. That's just, I think, one of their favorite things. But now he's, if your dog turns out that way, just give it time. He'll be the sweetest laid-back dog. So, but puppies are the cutest, and I guess it's a good thing they're cute. Because how much trouble they can be. So, I said, I wish they could just stay puppies, but then acquire the adult personality twirl. So, another thing I happened on to was, there's this Paul Neeson. Anyway, I follow him on YouTube too, and his website is rawlife.com. And he had on Dr. Fred Bishy and another gentleman I wasn't real familiar with, but the other gentleman, he literally helped create the only patented form of astaxanthin that is allowed to treat different diseases. So literally in the NIH, you can look up the patent number. And so this astaxanthin that he uses, it's called Valasta, and it's a liquid astaxanthin. And he said it's in a base of like Moroccan olive oil, really good olive oil. But supposedly this stuff is like, you can't get this type of a dose of astaxanthin in any other product. And it's pretty expensive, but I mean, there are all kinds of testimonials about what stuff can do. I mean, it cures people of like eczema. They were saying most cancers, that it helps with those. Literally has, you know, a lot of people's cancer has literally gone away using this stuff. I mean, it's pretty amazing, but he said anything that's caused from inflammation, he said if inflammation is the cause of it, and then the cancer thing he mentioned, it had to have, it's PD something. He said if this is the type of cancer that you have, he said this will help. So basically anything that's caused from inflammation, this stuff will wipe it out. He said kidneys, if they have kidneys that aren't functioning very well, you know, that are at a, you know, their performance is very low, he said this can improve the performance. He said diabetes. I mean, I'm just sitting there listening to all of the night going, and arthritis. So supposedly, you know, if you have pain from inflammation, this stuff will work. So I've got a couple people I need to tell about and hopefully get them to try it. So I'm extremely curious to see what it is. But he said literally this stuff will bring your C-reactive protein down to like 3. So, which is, you know, extremely low. But he said as long as you're using this, it will, you know, you should be about a 3. And he said when he had COVID, when he had the bioweapon bug that they put out there, he said that he went into the hospital and he said, you know, you're in trouble when you're in the room in a bubble and these doctors walk in these spacesuits. I knew I was in trouble. But anyway, he said the doctor came in and was talking to him, and he said, by the way, doc, did you check my C-reactive protein? I'd like to know what it is. And the doc said, what? Well, I don't know. But he said, yeah, we can check that. And so the doc came in, and so this guy is normally at 3. And the doc came in, and he said, it's 28. And he said, what? He said, that is high. And the doctor looked at him and was like, are you serious? He said, what do you think it should be? And he said, it should be 3. And the doctor said, do you know what the typical patient is that comes in here for this? You know what their C-reactive protein is? He said, over 200. So it's very interesting. I didn't know that about the people who had been poisoned with that stuff, that their C-reactive proteins were that high, in the 200s. So there's still so many things out there to learn about what's going on. I mean, and what they're doing now. Oh, who knows? But hopefully, I hope people do not fall for this. I know there's going to be a few that do, a few that already have. I mean, the hospitals are already requiring the scans again. Oh,
I saw that, I don't know if people are listening or not. But you do see some scams here again.
Yeah.
For a little while, it was almost like if you see 100 people, you might see 5 scams. Now it's back up to like 15 or 20.
Yeah. Yeah. But I really think that I don't think it's going to go over this time. I got news for them. You know, people are sick of it. And, you know, yesterday I saw Forbes presented a bunch of the Republicans had a session where they met, you know. Did you see that where they came out and talked?
No.
About Biden, the impeachment and everything? They are livid. I mean, they are all heated up. So many of them stepped up and each one of them spoke a little bit telling, you know, that they've had enough and this is the way it's going to be. And, you know, they're ready to get him out of there. They said the amount of proof they have about the money transferred into Biden's family, they said it's just mind-blowing that they have gotten away with this, and that he's still right now, that nothing's being done. You know, it's nuts. So, I mean, I hope they're serious, and I hope it's not just a bunch of talk again, but I think maybe, finally, they're getting ready to do something. Oh, and they said they don't think that there's anyone that's deserved impeachment more than he does right now. This is bad.
Oh, I'm in agreement.
And what Hunter's trying to, I just saw something where he's trying to sue the IRS
he's trying to sue everybody
for privacy or something. I'm like, oh, good grief.
Yeah, because it was his laptop. But he tried to sue the people that the guy that he left the laptop with and said that was his. But you didn't pay for it, so they kept it. That's
right.
Part of the contract, bro.
That's absolutely right. And he lied. They said he literally lied on when he was filling out the gun forms, firearm forms, to get that. He lied. I mean, my gosh, if somebody else did that, you know what would happen. And, did you hear about that they put into, that they're enforcing the no cash bail now in Illinois?
Oh, yeah. It's supposed to be the worst in the United States.
Yeah. Just went into effect. And they've released a bunch of people. I don't know why. Well, I guess they have no choice.
Oh, we know why. It's because they want the crime. And then so they can come in as Captain Save-A-Ho and bring us communism. That's what they want.
That's true. Man, I'd be leaving Illinois like I'd be leaving California and New York.
Well, per capita, more people are leaving Illinois than any other state. But Illinois is not as populated as New York and California. But percentage-wise, more people are leaving Chicago than in any other major city.
Oh, I bet. I bet. I hate that. My daughter's college roommate, she just you know, she was on that Gordon Ramsay show. I told you that, the food stars. And she, you know, she got second place, but she just opened up that Vietnamese coffee shop in downtown Chicago. And I'm thinking, Lord, why did you choose to open it there? I mean, she's from St. Louis. She should come back here. But I don't know. Maybe they've got a large population of Vietnamese people in Chicago. I'm not sure. It's just, it was kind of weird. She chose Chicago. At least it seemed weird to me. It is what it is. But yeah, I wouldn't feel safe going there. I used to love going there in the fall and the spring to visit, but not anymore. I mean, it's really bad.
Yeah, so yeah. With Hunter, so Hunter is suing the whistleblowers for whistleblowing. Because he said that they stopped him from getting his sweetheart deal that he was supposed to get.
Yeah. Jeez. The rich druggie.
That's like if you get arrested for killing somebody and then you sue the cop because if you didn't catch me, then I'd be free.
Very true. I like that analogy. That's good. Yeah, I mean, it's so hard to even imagine that he is able to think that way. It's like, are you not embarrassed enough at what you've already done? And here you are thinking you can legitimately sue somebody? I mean, it doesn't matter. They're just gone. You can't make those people see straight. So,
if you heard the new president of Argentina, who's a very devout conservative, he says you can't give liberals 1 inch because if you give them an inch, they think they own the place.
Exactly. Yeah.
And they don't stop.
That's very true. Very, very true.
So he gives them no sympathy whatsoever. And I'm okay with that.
Yeah. So Argentina's going to be fine if they've got so he's running. So they have a good person running their country now.
Yes.
Okay, good. I think I did hear that. Somebody was talking about that.
But I don't know if they sided with China and Russia and all those other conglomerates.
Yeah,
I understand if they did because we're the aggressors. We're not the aggressed.
Yeah, I mean, that was the other thing, you know, the Republicans were saying last night. They were like, we want this to end. We do not want to send another dime to fund this war. So,
meanwhile, every day we're giving them money.
Yeah, exactly.
And what was up with us giving Iran $6 billion? And they think that's a good deal.
Yeah, well, so somebody was trying to explain to me that money actually belonged to North Korea. Oh, I'm trying to figure this out. It's so confusing that they're basically saying it wasn't really our money. So confused. I don't know if it was money that did North Korea, they got gas. Did they get oil from us?
I don't know offhand.
Yeah, it has something to do with North Korea and oil is all I know. It has something to do with that. We're funding a freaking, I mean, people don't even, and this is the other thing, you know, people just do not fully understand about Iran because the Ayatollah, he, you know, you'll see a lot of articles, and it'll say that the Ayatollah, and you know, was returning to Iran. He wasn't returning to Iran. He invaded Iran. I mean, they need to get that straight. He literally invaded it. I mean, they went over there, you know, and invaded Iran, took away their freedom, made women wear those, what are they called, hijabs or whatever they call them that they have to wear on their heads, you know, and just took what they wanted. So they need to set the story straight. And yeah, and he just handed, you know, Biden just gave him basically all that money. They're not going to do anything they say. They're the biggest criminals. I mean, they're soulless. They don't care. They'll cut your head off. You know, they'll...
Yeah, but let's go after Trump.
Yeah. Yeah. So...
I know is that I think the American public sees what's happening, but how is this going to play in court?
I honestly, even the Biden supporters, I don't know how any of them could still, you know, believe in him at all. I mean, it's just crazy.
Maybe they want World War III. Maybe they like paying double and a half the gas price.
Yep. Well, they say that's what they're saying. They're saying they want war with Russia because that's the only way they're going to stop the Republicans taking back, you know, the presidency.
I think it's the
only way they can
stop
this election.
You get people that have never been in a war demanding that we have war.
I mean, it's not good. It's not good. And I mean, I don't think we will get there, but that seems to be what they want. I don't understand why anybody would want that. How can you be that stupid? But then look at what's happening over there. I just don't get it. I don't know what to think about Putin. I mean, it's
not
super
just a
confusing
war, though, Christine. It's a war that we're going to lose.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
That's what they want.
Yeah. I had to text my brother. I don't know what the dog is barking at down there. Good grief. She's a little bitty thing.
So, do you want to watch this week's Mr. Heart. Broccoli?
Yeah, I've got it ready. I'll get to it.
I don't know if you're tired of them or not.
No, not at
okay.
all. Yep, I am. I've got it pulled up, ready when you are.
Okay, so this one is called Support Brandon or Else. So, Broccoli Man featuring the wiretap, so you know what's involved.
Yep.
All right, so I'll count down.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, action.
Hold it right there, green dude. You are hereby being detained by me, sir. We are finally going to start arresting our political enemies so we can win the next election. There is a rumor that you will not vote Democrat. That is a major problem with our crime syndicate.
Only communist countries arrest people that do not vote for them. I will never in my life ever support a Democrat. Even and especially old Brandon, who does not even know what ice cream flavor he is eating.
Yes. Your point, sir. Besides, even Karen GNPS says the truth. That 80 is the new 40, sir. You are spreading misinformation by saying Brandon is too old. You need to be arrested for spreading misinformation.
Every time you have tried to arrest me, the judge says you have no credible evidence to arrest me. So I sue you and Globalist and I win. Then you want to try this again?
Yes, sir. Just like all of these hospitals and school districts fired employees for not getting gene therapies. They sued and got back pay. The companies lost millions of dollars. But you know what, Green Dude? We're going out there on these main streets and going to do the same issue again. We do not let lawsuits stop our communist agenda, sir.
The Supreme Court even says to stop pushing these things. Then you do it again anyway.
That is why we had enough of your rubbish. You are now under arrest for beating a political enemy, beating a bias snitch, and also I am throwing in who sexually assaulted me.
I am not and will never be interested in being around you, wiretap.
You are alone with me down here in this garage. I had a camera's time to shut off from now until exactly 42 more minutes. I can go to Globalist right this instant and say that you performed coitus on my person without my consent. There will be no camera footage. So the courts will take my word for it because we can just pay the judge whatever amount we feel will get this done.
I think the public will know you are lying.
Not really, Green Dude. You are hereby detained by me, sir. You are forbidden to leave my presence. I can arrest you also for January 6, and also for resisting arrest. I will say at that moment you forced your will on me as a way to get out of going to jail.
I am sure the courts will not accept that.
Sir, as long as I can put down January 6, then I can bring you to a federal court. You conspired to vote for Trump. That should get you at least 15 years in solitary confinement. That is what you get when you mess around with us globalists. I can also put down it is a COVID emergency that we take away your clothing and keep you in our prison for centuries, sir.
You have nothing else to do. So you have to follow me while I arrest child traffickers.
Yes, sir. Now let's get to our TS naked body scanner. Please do remove your underoos and your blouse. Your uniform will be sent back to your inferior superhero company. We do need to inspect your kumquats and your ice cream cone right this instant. You could be hiding a burner cell phone, an AK-47, or any Republican voters inside your junk.
Now you will accuse me of hiding people inside my junk because I do not vote Democrat.
We do not know until you let me have a look-see at your ice cream cone and we will see, sir. You are the loser that said Trump won the 2020 election.
Many of us still believe that was true and there was voter fraud.
You keep stepping in it, Green Dude. How many bloody times do we have to tell you? Presidents are not elected, sir. They are selected by us globalists. Just because the American public wants someone to be their leader, that does not always work with what we want. If you continue those outbursts and not allow us to run our crime syndicate, you shall be placed in the gulags just like other political enemies.
This is not going to stand.
This is going to stand, sir. Now I have to demand, sir. Why is there no bloody scam on that face? You have all people should know that you must always have a bloody scam on that face so everyone is in fear of a virus. We have gene therapies to sell.
Nobody wants your gene therapies.
Guess what, sir? No one bloody cares. Wait until we pass the law that in California, that fast food workers get at least $20 an hour. You'll surely something that cares give up their EMT jobs and office manager positions to get a job flipping GMO burgers and side-linking to the customers. That is all that you useless eaters and diaper wearers care about.
How is it an office manager can make $18 an hour with many years of experience? But a burger flipper at GMO King can make $45 to $50,000 a year?
Simple green dude. We will force all those other businesses to close because they cannot get good employees. People will literally be fighting in these streets to get those jobs at GMO Bell and then spend all day eating Psy products. They will not bloody care what we do so long as they have a few dog biscuits thrown their direction. By the way, did you think I forgot to see those kumquats? I need less rude, more nude. You need to comply right this instant. I need less rude, more nude so I can check those kumquats and ice cream cone for gas heaters and constitutions.
That's not going to happen, dog.
That will happen, dog. We do need to arrest all of you something duckers that knew anyone that was in Washington, D.C. on January 6th, sir.
You can start with Ray Epps and all the paid feds that destroy government property.
No, we will not be doing that. We paid them fair and square for their work to set up Trump supporters. Anyway, sir, when we want to set fools like you up, all we have to do is say you did not pay your taxes. Or you sexually assaulted someone. Or perhaps you said something racist. I might could get away with claiming all treatings so you can get over 200 years behind bars. You will rot in that jail cell with Trump for decades even after you pass on and your bones will rot in the corner. Your soul will remain in our political prison for centuries, so we will always own you.
You will never own me.
Sir, I have the title to your person in my pocket. You just need to sign it and we have a notary available in Globalist Lair. I own you just like Aaron Rodgers owns the Chicago Bears. Now let's get those garments in front of my person so I can anal swab your buttocks in case you have COVID.
It sounds like I need to handle the wiretap real quick. Do not comply with globalists ever. Also, please do pay attention to what the globalists are trying to do to us. Go to freedomizerradio.com and check out the Proof Negative radio show. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Proof has on great guests, excellent co-hosts, and all the news you need to know about. Freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live. Also check the Freedomizer schedule on the website and find the other shows to listen to also.
You green dude, I'm telling Globalist you are going to check out idonatcomplete.org. I am certain he will try to tack on additional charges so you will stay in that jail cell for over 500 years. No one should ever for any reason check out Tucker Carlson, Alex Jones, Joe Rogan, or Proof Negative. If you check out any of those shows, that hurts a crime syndicate. We need to be in control of everyone's brains at all times.
All right, so that's this week's episode.
That was good. They always are. They always are.
But yeah, there was an article, and let me show you real quick.
Okay.
Let me grab it here. But yes, in California, they're discussing making it a law that if you work in fast food, you will get $20 an hour.
Oh, my gosh.
That's how to keep people voting Democrat.
Yeah. Want to keep feeding people garbage.
Yeah, so AB 1228 in California. So they want to force the minimum wage for fast food workers to start at $20 an hour.
Good grief.
So what are you going to have? GMO meals at like $22.50 each? You're going to buy a big GMO for $12.50?
Yeah, I don't think so. No way. I mean, yeah, people aren't going to pay high price. Well, I say that. But yeah, they are. That's why they go to fast food places, because they're cheap. You know?
I know that In-N-Out and Chick-fil-A actually pay decent, but decent is starting out at $16 to $18 an hour.
Yeah.
But they have the clientele. Like out here, you can't go past an In-N-Out without having a line.
Oh, wow. I've eaten at one of those. It's been a while, but it was good when I ate there.
And they're Christian-owned. But I think the place is overrated. I'm not saying it's bad. I just think it's overrated.
Yeah. Is it? Yeah. Like I said, it was, I mean, I don't know how long they've been out, but I mean, it was, my gosh, long time ago when I was in there. It's been at least probably 10 years. So I don't know how old they are.
Yeah, but, Knotburger, they've been around since before I was alive.
Oh, okay. So they're not, okay. See, I thought they were kind of like newer when I saw them out in Vegas, but obviously not. They've been around forever. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Something new I learned. So the Russell Brand thing, what the heck? So are they're just going after him now? Is that the problem?
Yeah, that's the thing. So now they found some lady that said that he sexually abused her over 15 years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, they were successful with Bill Cosby, whether or not you like Bill Cosby or not, but they were able to get all these various women from 25, 30 years before.
That is true.
Regardless of if you think Bill Cosby was guilty or not, it's just really suspect when someone comes out of nowhere in 2017 and says, yeah, he sexually assaulted me in 1983.
Yeah, I don't get that. I don't understand why they wait. That just makes no sense. I mean, just like that ding dong that went after Trump. Oh my
God. That's what I'm saying.
I mean,
yeah.
If you check into her, I mean, she's cuckoo. Honestly, she really is. Some of the things.
Yeah. So everyone that's against the government agenda, the only one I haven't heard, no, I haven't heard them say Tucker Carlson or Alex Jones has been sexually assaulting people, but they've tried to say that with Elon Musk. They've said that with a bunch of others. So
yeah, and.
They tried that with Joe Rogan before, too.
They, like the Argentina leader said, you can't give them an inch. Unfortunately, that's what's happened. They've gotten way too many feet, that's for sure.
Well, the thing is that they have the power right now, and they feel like that they are so close to just having permanent power. That they're just going for it because there's no checks and balances right now. You have, instead of Republicans and Democrats, it's more like the bullies versus the wimps.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, the Democrats are just, I mean, I don't even know how to explain them. I mean, it's just, they're not, I mean, they make everything look, oh, I forget the term on how they do it, But basically, they're blaming others for what they're doing.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how people.
Yeah, they're blaming Trump for the bad economy and the border.
Yeah. 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 I mean, and Biden, the last, what was that? I heard him. They played that video. What was he saying? And it was so bad. He basically made no sense. Was it? Was he over? Where was he?
Was that the one in Vietnam?
Yeah.
He was in Vietnam in the middle of nowhere. He just says, hey, I got to go take a nap, and he gets off the stage.
Like
he forgot he was talking.
Yeah. I mean, he's gone. He talks so slow and just, it makes no sense.
Yeah, but you have people out there that somehow think that he's worth another vote.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess they don't value their lives or their livelihood. So, the vaccine thing, I mean, first of all, they're not vaccines, but obviously that's how they're getting away with it.
Well,
everybody
thinks
they are.
That's why I call them gene therapies every chance I get.
Yeah, exactly. And then the new things they're coming out with, like for the RSV, and, you know, what people, I don't know if I said this last week or not, but it's like, it doesn't make any sense. Why are they trying to get the mRNA in everything? They're not just trying to get it in every human. Now they're injecting it into several animals. You know, they're injecting it into plants. What? So people should realize that is just, that is way too bizarre. I mean, it makes no sense. Unless they're trying to literally, you know, make some drastic changes to nature, you know.
Which they are.
That's exactly what they're doing. I mean, how can people not see that? So, I mean, there's just so many things that the people need to put an end to in this country. I mean, that. You know, the media, the ads for the medical, I mean, and then this corporation thing. I mean, it's got to stop. They're poisoning us. So I found this was that Tribar company, and it was saying that this was September 1st, 2022. Tribar will resume sending its wastewater to the Wixom treatment plant after the firm a month ago released a toxic substance into the sewer system. So basically they got their hands slapped and are just still poisoning. I mean, it's just, there is definitely nobody good in charge of this country right now. Now, obviously, this has been going on a while, I guess, you know. So, I mean, people really need, they've got to go watch this, and they've got to watch Dark Waters. I mean, the Dark Waters movie, that's that one where that town, all the people were getting cancer, bad cancer. And so they even addressed in that one, I'm trying to think, did Aaron Brockovich? No, I'm getting it all mixed up because the one that Aaron, I'm thinking of the one with Aaron Brockovich, that was where they did that thymaldehyde or something like that. That was a different one, I think. But the Dark Waters, you know, Teflon. People, I will tell you right now, I will not touch a Teflon or a nonstick pan. I've never used them, and I won't use them. I just, after, I mean, I had kind of done research before that and knew, you know, not to use them. But after I saw that movie, I was like, thank God, you know, I never used that stuff because it really is toxic. I mean, it was awful what happened to those poor people. So, you know, you just watch Aaron Brockovich and then watch that Dark Waters and now go watch this. It's like they're still doing it. So, yeah, I don't know where we go from here as far as who's going to step up and start protecting the people. I mean, I don't feel like the military's doing it. Our government sure as heck isn't. It's just hard to believe that we have so many cowards and so many rogue, you know, people of these types of organizations. You know, it's the people that regulate these industries. It's like, what are they doing? They're paid. I know what they're doing. Like I said, the corporations, they're controlling everything, and they're ruining the country. So, but, you know, it's like they have to live in the same country we live in. I guess they have ways to protect themselves from the poison, you know, that they're dumping on everyone else. I'm tired of it. Like, why don't the crazies go take care of, you know, people actually harming everyone instead of hurting innocent people? But I guess those people have too much protection for that. But you would think the military could put a stop to it. If people are just don't know about it, or if they just don't, they don't believe it, they don't feel like what they do. Because a lot of people feel that way. A lot of people feel that basically they can't change anything. No matter what they do, things are going to be the way they are. And I don't believe that, you know, because there's too many things that we have been saved from because people did stand up, you know. They did protest. They did, you know, put organizations together and have petitions signed, and they did get things done. So, and if it wasn't for them, we'd be in a lot worse shape than we are right now. So luckily we still do have, you know, we still do have our freedoms. I mean, you know, like I was discussing before, it's nothing has been legal about what they've done to us the last 3 years. Everyone should have just looked them, you know.
The way they look at it, though, it's only illegal if we force them to stop.
Yeah.
So as if we tell them it's illegal and they still do it, then it doesn't matter.
Yeah. I mean, that constitutional attorney I was listening to, you know, he was talking about all of it, and he said none of it was legal. He said none of us had to comply to anything. He said you could just look them straight in the face when they try to tell you something and say no. Just say no. You know, you don't have that authority. And then he said, and you know, if you know the thing that they can go look up to see it, give it to them. But it's like, no. And I'm not going to sit here and go through all that stuff. And it's like, no, I don't need to know all those specific codes and stuff. It's like, I walk in natural law, you know, none of that matters. So no one can ever force me to do anything as long as I don't bring harm to anyone else. And that's just people, I think a lot of people just don't believe that. They understand what natural law is. Because it's, you know, and I can see it somewhat because in other countries, you know, everyone on this earth is born basically, you know, it's natural law. But in so many other countries, I mean, they are not free, you know, and they are, you know, harmed when they don't follow the rules. So I can see why people believe that we don't, you know, don't have free will, don't have natural law. But in this country, you pretty much do. Because you can, if you know, if somebody tries to force you to do something that they have no right to do, and they harm you in some way, I do believe you can get an attorney, a lawyer, and you could go after them. And you should win. But there again, I guess it's going to depend on the judge you have. So, it's just a mess. Just a mess. But people just need to, you know, go back and do a little bit of educating again and know what natural law is and realize, you know, that they do, no one has authority over them. No one has power over you. No one whatsoever. Not even the president. Even though it's funny that New Mexico governor, I mean, she's just a relentless idiot. She just really thinks that she has this power, doesn't she? I mean, didn't she say they enforced something or, you know, said, no, you can't do this. And basically she says, but I am or whatever, I am going to do. Or she sent out a new, I don't know. It's just hilarious. These freaking power-hungry people that are elected into positions, they forget what they're there for. Yep, nope, you weren't elected so that we could give you this power. You were elected because we have the power, and you're supposed to...
Well, that's what happens when you're not qualified.
Yeah, that's true.
And you'll do everything you can to stay there.
Yeah. They obviously, yeah, they don't have a clue about this stuff. So, and I guess a lot of the people that do, they just don't even want to be a part of it. You know, who would want to be a part of the government right now? I mean, they're so pathetic. But I guess if you could start getting a few good people in there, maybe it could turn things around. You know, I listen to Kennedy, and I mean, I love everything he says. I mean, pretty much.
Yeah, but they've already told him that he's not getting the nomination. So he's looking to sue them, and then he'll try to go third party, but I think at that point he'll get Democrat voters, but people are not moving off of Trump to vote for him.
Yeah. I don't know. I might be one of them. I'm on the fence. I don't know.
I just know that while I prefer Robert Kennedy over Brandon, and yes, the vaccine issue is important, it's not the most important issue to me.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Well, I mean,
he's a Democrat, so he's great on a few topics that you and I agree on, but at the end of the day, he's going to be against about 80% of what I believe in. So I want him to defeat Brandon, but I would want him to lose in the primary to Trump.
So what do you think he would be against?
Gun rights for one.
Well, I don't think he's against gun rights. He doesn't want to. I don't believe he wants to take away the guns. You could be right.
Hold on, let me see if I can grab what I saw here, where he said that if Congress voted on it to end guns and it came to his desk, he would sign it because he said that's what the public would want.
Guns? What do they mean by end guns?
As in guns, the things you shoot, he said that those would be banned if a bill came to his desk banning it.
And now, see, I've never heard that. And I'm sorry, but they can't do that. It's our Constitution. They cannot ban
guns.
You
think they care? They don't care about the Constitution. You're crazy.
Well, yeah. I mean, but there again. See, there again, here we have it. They don't care about the Constitution. I don't care if they don't care. The Constitution is the Constitution. They can't ban it. They can't change it. For those of us that know it, we know that those rights cannot be, you know, and like I said, it's natural law, too. They cannot force me. They cannot. They're not going to take my guns away. I mean, they're going to be in trouble if they ever try to do something like that. That's for sure. So, but no, I need to check into that because that is the one thing. That is the one thing that, yeah, I would not vote for him if that were the case. I know
that's a huge red flag
ever,
with me.
Yeah, he did say that he would never mandate like vaccines.
Right, but that one thing is not going to be enough for me to give up everything else. And he wanted to arrest people for not believing in climate change previously.
What?
But that's Democrat policies, though, so you have to expect that.
Yeah, I love, though, how he is about war. But I mean, Trump would end war, too. I mean, I do know that. I know he would put it in. Trump doesn't want to, he doesn't want the war. I think most Republican that were, well, no, not all of them, because you had that Nikki Haley and you had a couple of those that were saying.
Oh, everybody except for Vivek and Trump wants to get that war started.
Oh. Well, let's see. I'm trying to, is this what he's saying? Oh, okay. RFK Jr. argues gun control cannot meaningfully reduce. So I do not believe that there is within that Second Amendment that there's anything we can meaningfully do to reduce the trade and the ownership of guns, he said. And I'm not going to take people's guns away. So he said that on June 28th, 2023. So I don't know. That is what he said. I think he's going to, yeah, I mean, I don't know who they're going to nominate. Well, you think, I know you say.
Oh, there's somebody
Michael
else they're
Obama.
Even considering now.
Who's that?
Mayor Adams from New York City.
Oh, my God.
Because they like the way he's handling the migrant crisis in New York City. I'm not
really?
Even joking.
Oh, this comedy show just gets better and better, doesn't it? I mean, seriously. Ay. Jeez. That is just crazy. So, Mayor Adams, yeah, he's such a bright one, too. I am. What? Are they, did something else just recently happen with Trump, or is it just still, is he still okay? I mean, he's still going to be able to run so far?
Well, everyone that said they could take him off the ballot, they found that they couldn't.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, that's good. That's good. But we know they're going to, I mean, we know that they are not going to stop in any way, shape, or form as long as it looks like he's going to be on that ballot and able to run. They are just going to try till the bitter end.
Right, exactly.
To stop it. I just hope, McCarthy, you know, I hope that they get something done. But then, and the bad thing is, like we say, though, what we do, and then we got to deal with freaking, you know, Kamala.
Well, there are some Democrats that say that they would support removing Brandon. But then you've got some weak Republicans that are like, no, he didn't do anything. Why would we want to get rid of him just because he's our political enemy?
Yeah.
And then even after the Congress, trust me, I want to see the impeachment get voted on, but the Senate is not going to impeach him.
You don't think so?
Oh, bitch McConnell, yeah, he'd promise that it's not going anywhere. Because everybody else's money would be lost on that.
McConnell is not all there right now.
No, that doesn't matter.
I mean, why? Oh.
You think Dianne Feinstein and John Fetterwoman are going to vote to impeach Brandon? You think Mitt Romney is going to vote to impeach Brandon?
No. No.
My name is John Fetterwoman. And the Eagles are so much better than the Eagles. So.
So, yeah, he looks like a different person every time we see a picture of him.
Yeah.
But keep wearing those hoodies and gym shorts.
Yeah. Oh, and what was it, Newsom just, there was, what is happening in California?
Newsom said, according to Chuck Todd, that he was 100% wrong on COVID, but not him. He said we were wrong, not him. We were wrong.
Interesting.
So I don't know if he's going to be able to push scams if he's saying that we were wrong about the way it was handled. I think even he knows that you're not going to be able to push that there.
Yeah, I think probably so, too. I know it was funny because I was listening to Kennedy had an interview with somebody else that I just happened to listen to, and he was talking about how his dad and Newsom's dad were very good friends, which I don't know that that's a good thing, because I think Newsom comes from a pretty, not a good family. So anyway, Kennedy said, you know, their dads were real good friends, and he said he really liked Newsom's dad, and he said he was actually really good friends with Gavin Newsom. He and his wife were friends with them, but then he said when I came out and publicly said I do not agree at all with how Governor Newsom handled the COVID thing, he said Newsom basically took it, you know, personal, and has said some pretty negative things about Kennedy. So he said, you know, he said, I have issues with when people can't keep politics, you know, keep it outside their friendships. Mm-hmm. So, and that's true. I think that was very interesting. But so he did admit, you know, that he did not like how Newsom handled COVID at all. He said it was awful.
So I want to play the clip with F. Chuck Todd, who recently left Meet the Press. So
okay,
I want to go ahead and play this gruesome clip.
Okay, sure.
Hey guys, welcome to the Liberal Hive Mind, a channel solely focused on exposing the abundant hypocrisy of the left. You know, building on the point that I've been making throughout my videos recently, I've never seen a group of people with such an incredible level of, let's call it, self-righteous indignation. I've never seen a group of people with such a high level of moral superiority end up being so wrong every single time, all the time. You know, Democrat politicians are always talking about the facts, misinformation, the facts, the science. They're always presenting things in the current as if they're doing the right thing. They're following the data. They're following the facts. You know, essentially, they're right about everything. They know everything. And then fast forward just a little while later, they're sitting here apologizing about how they did everything wrong and changing their tone entirely once they, I guess, realize the mess that they created. Like I always say in these videos, there's a million of these examples and topics. The border is one of them. No longer can Democrats defend their border policies. They can't ignore the border crisis anymore because, well, it's happening in their backyard now, whether they like it or not. When it comes to defunding the police, when it comes to all their rhetoric, you know, their modern legacy on the topic, they're all backtracking. At the time, of course, it was common sense policy. This is how we're going to change the world. Now it's, oh, we messed up. Let's change the narrative before we get stomped in the next election. And now, of course, on the issue of the 2020 pandemic, all of a sudden, with talks of us, let's say, reviving some of the old policies and authoritarian measures, let's call them, well, all of a sudden, Democrats seem to be having a little bit of an epiphany moment. The always right, always righteous Democrats are apparently finally admitting their faults. Well, kind of. Not really, but kind of. The closest you're going to get from dishonest scoundrels like this, we're talking about Gavin Newsom on this one. He did an interview and I just found the whole thing, let's say, frustrating. You know, stupid. Let's take a look at what he had to say, and then let's talk about the facts. We got some stuff to get into, so let's roll the tape. All right, folks, this Gavin Newsom interview. I have never seen an individual with such a low level of self-awareness. It's unbelievable. And that idea is going to pop up a couple times here. Let's first start off with this. Quote, we would have done everything differently. Gavin Newsom takes mulligan on botched pandemic response.
During COVID, you were pretty strict with the lockdowns here. And it was an interesting piece in Harper's that sort of was critical of your decisions from this perspective. Here, you prioritized this industry, but you were tougher on those that just wanted to go worship. What do you say to that, Chris?
I think there's a lot of humility, and we didn't know what we didn't know, and it was hardly I. It was we, collectively.
I understand.
I think all of us, in terms of our collective wisdom, we've evolved. We didn't know what we didn't know. We're experts in hindsight. We're all geniuses.
But think about what you ended up collectively prioritizing. You're prioritizing an industry, you know, one specific one, but then didn't prioritize maybe ones whose maybe values you didn't connect with?
I don't think it's a binary. There was iterations within that theme.
Firstly, Gavin Newsom responds by, "It was not I, it was we." Yeah, listen, doofus. You're the executive of the state. You're the guy. I don't know if it was I, it was we. Doesn't take responsibility from his own policy decisions that he enacted on a state executive level, but then also claims that we would do literally everything different now. That's kind of funny because I seem to remember Gavin Newsom and his entourage calling us extreme conspiracy theorists, promoting dangerous misinformation throughout the entire process. Oh, let me guess, Mr. Gavin. That wasn't I, that was we. Yeah, nothing is their fault, right? He admits that they got pretty much everything wrong, but then shifts the blame to a more collective we than I. I mean, what a guy. And you know, it's funny, his entire defense falls apart when you just think about his counterpart. Gavin Newsom's Republican counterpart is Ron DeSantis. You got two coastal states, one on the East Coast, one on the West Coast. Dramatically different areas, dramatically different states. You had one governor who went full tyrant, and you had another who used his position as the state's executive to challenge narratives, to challenge policy, to veto policy. You know, he actually used his position to do the right thing and look out for the little guy. You know, in Ron DeSantis' situation, it certainly was I and not as much we, but Gavin Newsom claims that no, that's not how it works. No, that's exactly how it works. If Gavin Newsom wanted to enact a policy shift in California, he could have 100% done it. But he didn't do it because he was playing politics, and apparently politics is more important than common sense policy. If, you know, if Ron DeSantis and Republicans on the other side of the coast are doing something else and doing something different, well, then Gavin Newsom can't possibly follow that policy, because then that proves that Ron DeSantis was right. And so he had to do the opposite. He had to dig his heels in and be the authoritarian that he dreams of being, that he fantasizes about. Lo and behold, a year and a half later, this clown goes on Chuck Todd's MSNBC show and basically admits that, yeah, the entire time I was wrong, and if I was to go back, I would pretty much do everything differently. In other words, he's admitting that he was wrong, that he acted as a tyrant, and Ron DeSantis was right. But of course, he'll never admit that, no. Instead, what he'll say is this.
I worry about democracy. I worry about the fetishness for autocracy that we're seeing, not just from Trump, but around the world, and notably across this country. I've made the point about DeSantis that I think he's functionally authoritarian.
This guy literally just went on NBC News after admitting that he did everything wrong and said Ron DeSantis is a tyrant, an authoritarian. Let me get this straight. The guy who enacted policy that forced procedures on people is apparently the freedom guy. The guy who shut people's businesses down, the guy who shut people inside their own homes, the guy who stopped kids from going to school, the guy who stopped extracurricular activities and sporting activities, you know, shut pretty much all regular folk down, meanwhile allowing lobbyist groups, powerful unions, and major corporations to continue business as usual. Apparently, that guy is the freedom guy, and the guy who didn't exert state government power, the guy who allowed people to make decisions for themselves, the guy who allowed people to continue to earn a living and feed their families, that guy is the authoritarian. Gavin Newsom is the biggest clown on planet Earth. You know, obviously this guy's trying to rewrite history. He doesn't want you to remember this photo right here. You see this photo of Gavin Newsom? Yeah, that's a photo that, first of all, will live in infamy. And most importantly, that's a photo that nobody should ever forget, because when Gavin Newsom's saying what he's saying, this photo is all you need as a rebuttal to any argument that he makes on that topic. When Gavin Newsom, and it's not just the photo, I mean headlines like this, you know, this beautiful headline pretty much debunks any Gavin Newsom rewriting of history on the topic that he could possibly come up with. And boy, oh boy, is Gavin Newsom trying to rewrite history. Let me show you what I mean by that.
I think these culture wars have gone too far. At the same time, I don't criticize those poor parents out there that have been ginned up. There's a lot of misunderstanding, misrepresentation out there because people are weaponizing these grievances against vulnerable communities led by DeSantis. But this is why California is so essential. This is why we matter.
He wants to market California as the freedom state. Yeah, right. He is the slimiest political snake in the entire bucket of snakes. He's the slimy one who can slither on through and make it right to the top. You know, the things that this guy says, without realizing the irony, without realizing the hypocrisy, it's simply unbelievable. He said this during the interview as well.
You think another 4 years of Donald Trump will break us?
I hope we don't have to experience that. But I worry about democracy. I worry about the fetishness for autocracy that we're seeing, not just from Trump, but around the world and notably across this country. I've made the point about DeSantis that I think he's functionally authoritarian. I'm worried more in many respects about Trumpism, what transcends well beyond his term and time and tenure.
You think Trump or DeSantis would be a greater threat to democracy?
I leave that to more objective minds. I'm concerned about democracy fundamentally in this country.
I understand you say for more objective minds. What's in your mind? Tell me what's in your mind.
I think the vengeance in Donald Trump's heart right now is more of a threat.
So another 4 years of that could...
Yeah.
It's not something...
I'm not going to wallow in. I'm going to work hard to get President Biden reelected and work hard to make the case for what he's done for this country.
Gavin Newsom claims that another 4 years of Donald Trump would, quote, break us. That democracy would cease to exist as we know it if Trump was to win again. Oh, definitely Donald Trump's the problem. Yeah, here's my issue with that. This is California. The guy who has led California to the highest level of poverty, the guy who is currently leading the richest state in the union, but has one of the lowest academic outcomes in terms of the public schooling system, the guy overseeing one of the biggest housing crises, homelessness crisis, crime crisis, I mean, the list goes on and on and on. That guy is telling you that Donald Trump will, quote, break us. No, Gavin. The only one who's broken anything is you. You and your Democrat cronies have broken California, and you have absolutely no authority to speak on any of these topics. Absolutely unbelievable. Anyways, that's pretty much it. Just a quick little Gavin Newsom video. I mean, chances are this guy's going to run for president one day, so I guess we're just trying to get ahead of that a little bit. Gavin Newsom, one of the slimiest, slithery snakes in the snake pit. That's pretty much what I got for you. If you enjoyed the video, make sure to leave a like and possibly subscribe to the channel. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you on the next one.
Yeah, I know you want to say something.
Unbelievable. It just, I mean, you know, it's how, I mean, I just cringe every time I hear Newsom's mouth open because it's, oh my God.
Because you know it's disingenuous, is that why?
Yes, it's so fake. I mean, I honestly think he might be the devil. I mean, he's so smooth, you know? He's so arrogant. I can't. Oh.
Well, he's Justin Trudeau, but American style, that's all.
Oh, God, yes. He and Trudeau, oh, they should marry each other, honestly. I mean, they would be perfect. But, I mean, it's just, it's that thing I was talking about. It's like, he's talking about himself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's calling DeSantis a tyrant. Are you kidding me?
Yes, because he allowed people to make that choice on whether to wear a scam or not.
Yeah, obviously he needs to look up the definition of tyrant. I mean, it just, because he was it in a nutshell. He and Trudeau, well, there's a couple other states the same way. I mean, you know, you had New York and
But he thinks he's on the upper echelon of becoming a president, but he said that he's not running in 24.
Yeah, and he wants to help get Biden reelected. Oh, my God. I mean, that right there shows you how stupid he is. He's playing the game. I mean, he's just a puppet, you know?
Well, Gruesome is not going to win, although he thinks he wants to win. But Michael Robinson Obama, who's a nice lady, she can win, but he doesn't want the job. So then they're looking at Gretchen Whitmer out of Michigan and Mayor Eric Adams. Those are allegedly some of the top-of-the-line candidates right now.
Wow. Yeah, well, I got news for them. They're not going to win. Dems are going down. Only chance they have, their only chance would be to nominate Kennedy. That's their only chance, honestly.
But we know that's not happening because they already said he's not getting the nomination.
Yeah, and so, but, you know, and he's thrown down, he's told him, he's like, I heard him on that interview. He said, basically, if they don't, he will run in a different way, and he will take votes. He will take a lot of the Democratic votes. There will be a lot of people vote for him. So that's what I'm saying. The Dems are going down, but thank God. I mean, there's no possible way that there's going to be enough people to vote for them. Nobody wants more of what's going on. Nobody. I mean, people are, and that's what, you know, that's what the Republicans were talking about. They came out and they're like, you know, it's ridiculous. They're like, people are suffering so bad. And, you know, it's got to stop. So I just hope it happens. I just hope something happens soon. I mean, it needs to. It really does. And, you know, I was thinking, too, about how, you know, here we have Pfizer, Moderna, and all. And I guess, who's making the new strain? Is it Pfizer?
The new
gene therapy?
Yeah.
So here we go again. You know, it's like we've got this person that we know committed murder. And injured a whole bunch of other people. And, but for some reason, you know, we're not going to put them behind bars and we're just going to let them continue to do it. We're letting them go out and say, oh, here, you know, do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just don't get it. We're rewarding. We're the Pfizer killed, and they knew that these shots were going to kill people. And here we are just letting them do it again.
Yeah, well,
I mean,
they keep doing it until we stop them, and we have not shown that we could stop them. So they'll keep going.
Yeah. And if people feel, you know, the people, I'm sorry, but people that don't stand up to this shot again and comply with it, I mean, I almost want to say they deserve what they're going to get, because I mean, there comes a point when it's like,
I know you don't really follow football. I do have to share this particular story from last week.
Bit. Yeah.
So Aaron Rodgers got hurt on the first drive of the Jets season this year. He ruptured his Achilles.
I did hear that. Yes, I
so
did hear that.
So Keith Olbermann comes out and says that that's what you get for not being vaccinated.
Oh. His Achilles rupturing is because he didn't get the gene therapy?
Yes.
What a ding-dong. What
Yeah, he thinks he's relevant. So I guess he gets people like us to talk about him, but that was just because you don't like that somebody didn't get a gene therapy and you did, it doesn't mean that they deserve their Achilles to be ruptured.
Yeah, no.
Honestly, if I have athletes I don't like, I just want them to suck on the field. I don't want them to have a crippling injury that will affect them the rest of their lives.
Right.
I just want them to play terribly and get cut.
Ugh. Yeah, that's good. But, you know, I mean, no, there's just, yeah, I, geez. I mean, there it is. This is the problem, because this is exactly what they did with these gene therapies. They, you know, so many people did take them, and they're not showing any, you know, issues with it right now. So they they think they're fine. But I, you know, they still are saying that down the road, you know, they still don't know what's going to happen. So, and especially if people really roll over and get another shot, this new one. I mean, honestly, they really think that they developed something new. No, you know what they did? They didn't get rid of all those gene therapies that they thought they would the last few years. Probably, I guarantee you that's what they're going to stick into people. You know, you know, that RSV thing, man, people shouldn't get near that thing with the 10-foot pole, because I guarantee you that's probably an mRNA too.
Mm-hmm.
I have no doubt. So it's, I don't trust it. I wouldn't trust any of them right now.
No, neither would I. Hey, I do want to play a Tucker Carlson with Donald Trump, though. A Tucker Carlson about Donald Trump.
Oh, okay.
So I want to go ahead and play that real quick here.
Okay, sure, yeah.
What's up, guys? It's your boy, Benny. Clearly the most interesting man in all of media right now is Tucker Carlson. He's also the most followed independent journalist on planet Earth. 10 million followers and counting. Tucker Carlson was able to easily defeat his former employer, Fox News, for their Republican debate, sans Trump, where Tucker Carlson got the Trump interview and got 300 million views on said interview, made a ton of news, and the Republican debate went, pfft. So who's in power? Who's in charge here? We follow Tucker Carlson's Twitter account very, very closely, and we saw him tweet something from like a event in Utica, Michigan, with a drum kit behind him and some guitars, and we're like, what exactly is this? Well, Tucker Carlson was giving a speech at the Brighter Michigan PAC. This is a PAC that is asking for better leadership in Michigan, Michigan being like a purple state at best, should be a dark red state, will become hopefully a dark red state with more speeches like this from Tucker Carlson. So these are the headlines that are popping about this. Liars and low IQ lunatics, Tucker tears into politicians' betrayal of American democracy in a way that only Tucker Carlson can, because he's been doing this for so long. Most governments are run by a small group of people for their own benefit without reference to what the majority wants. Take a look at the Gallup poll. Pick a poll. What are the top 10 issues for people in the United States? And then compare those with the priorities of their leaders. The thing that most people care about, Gretchen Whitmer couldn't care less about, right? Climate change. Everyone's like, I want cheaper gas prices. Fill up the potholes, please. Get eggs and the cost of milk down so I can feed my children. But climate change. And also there are 797,000 genders. Have you been boosted? Right. Got it. Don't you have a National Guard? Why don't you seal up the border? Oh, it's very complicated. No, it's not. It's not. And this has been something, I mean, you know, we're a day away, you know, separated from September 11th here. And this is something that, like, really enraged me over the past couple of days, sort of ruminating on September 11th. And my thoughts on this is that on September 11th, you had effectively the closest you will get to unity in my lifetime. You will never get closer than the moment after September 11th, where people of both stripes sort of like united together to say, okay, how do we fix this? Nobody wants this horrible attack and these murders, thousands of Americans murdered on live TV. Nobody wants that to happen again. How do we stop it? In that very moment, we could have said, build the wall. We could have said, end the insane illegal immigration into this country, which the broken immigration system directly led to the attacks on September 11th, directly led to the attacks on September 11th, along with our CIA working with the Saudi government to fund the terrorists. Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah, we got the document. But, like, oh, okay, so, yes, definitely reform. What did they get? That's the opposite thing, in fact. The people that are responsible for the intelligence failures on September 11th, or for whatever schemes they were running with the hijackers, they got rewarded. The Saudis got rewarded. The CIA got rewarded with bigger budgets, more black boxes, and more power. and our border remains open to this day. So, of course, Tucker Carlson is right here. The clip that's going wild on Tucker Carlson from the speech, and there are a number of them, okay, to their great credit, the left is master of organizing. They're willing to set aside their differences for the sake of achieving a common goal. They don't argue with each other in public. They know their strength in numbers. Organizing is a path to power. You can spend billions of dollars on foreign policy theory that nobody actually supports. Doesn't matter. In the end, most governments are run by a small group of people with benefit without reference to what the majority wants. And then Tucker Carlson gets into the meat and potatoes of it. How does the right win? Two things you need to do. Organize and speak with total honesty, clarity, and aggression. You need to act and you need to recognize the stakes. Tucker Carlson talking about Donald Trump is what's really gone viral here in these clips and why the elites hate Donald Trump. Check it out. I think you'll agree.
The reason in the order. It's not just that it's nice to say what you think and that it's essential to human dignity to be able to express what you really believe, though that is true. You cannot be a full citizen if you can't say what you think. You are instead a slave. If you're not allowed to say what you think, you are not a citizen, you are a slave. It's that simple. And you don't need physical shackles because you have them in your head already. So that is all true. But that's not why they're trying to control what you say. They're trying to control what you say because they know that if you say it, nothing will ever be the same. And this is exactly why they hate Trump. And it's not an endorsement of Trump, but it's just interesting since I've known, I've watched the whole Trump saga, and I've had various feelings at various times. I've been incredibly frustrated by Trump because, honestly, who couldn't be? And then other times I've been totally inspired and excited. But the whole time I'm watching Trump, I'm thinking to myself, the core question which no one ever asks, which is, why do they hate him so much? I mean, honestly, why do they hate Trump so much? It's the talking. It's the talking. It's not because Trump's program is so radical. Are you joking? If this were 1985, he'd be like a center-left liberal. It's not radical at all. That's fascism? Are you joking? No. No, it has nothing to do with what he does. It has everything to do with the fact that for whatever reason, his brain is not entirely controlled by the people in charge. And because he's not entirely controlled, well, first of all, it tells you that everybody else is entirely controlled. If, like, Trump is the one they hate the most, like, what did Trump do wrong? I mean, you could say, oh, well, he's orange or whatever. Okay, fine. But, like, has he really committed a crime so severe that we should send him to prison for the rest of his life? That's insane. And half the Republicans in Washington, probably closer to about 95%, would be very psyched if he went to prison for the rest of his life. So why is that? I'll tell you exactly why. I know, because I've watched this really carefully from Washington for his entire term and then the subsequent 3 years. They hate Trump because they fear Trump. And they fear Trump not because of what he might do, but because what he might say. And at any moment, Trump might be autistic enough to tell the truth about what's actually happening. Whoa, wait, what's that? I was in D.C. when this started, and Trump had the greatest line I've ever heard. And no one even noticed it except me because I spent my life in Washington. But he was having some debate, and somebody said something about NATO, which is the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, post-war to prevent the Soviets from invading Western Europe. And Trump goes, what's the point of NATO? And I remember thinking, what a stupid question. What's the point of NATO? Everyone knows the point of NATO, like to prevent the Soviets from invading Germany. But I was like, but there are no more Soviets. That ended in 1991. So, like, what is the point of NATO? That's actually, and then I was thinking to myself, because I had been living in D.C., so I was, like, captured by the groupthink that does capture you if you live in a place long enough. I remember my wife, who grew up outside Detroit, being like, why would anyone buy a Japanese car? That's insane. She just grew up here. To this day, she would never have a foreign car. Like, what? They can't really be better. You're a product of the world you live in. So I'd never thought of, like, what's the point of NATO? And Trump said that, and I remember thinking, well, that's an entirely fair question. I'm sure there's a good answer. Anybody? No one could answer it. And instead, they attacked him like he was Hitler. And I remember thinking, like, why are you mad at him for asking what turns out to be a totally legitimate question? And maybe you've got a good answer. What is it? Shut up! Oh, shut up.
That's your answer? Really? And it was that kind of thing. And it was the fear that he might say one of a thousand things that you're not allowed to say, which is pretty much everything at this point. And by the way, I'll stop at this and take your hostile questions, but if you want to know, this is, and I'm being completely sincere, what's true, the true things are the things that you can't say.
What's going on, Facebook? It's your boy, Benny. Thank you for watching our video. If you wish to help us fight the communists, share the video, like the video, and join our 1.8 million person strong community on our page, Benny Johnson. Click on the three little dots right up here. That will allow you to put our page in the priority list for your feed, and it lets you see when we are...
All right. Well, that's enough. I just wanted to play that with Tucker Carlson.
Yeah, no, he's spot on. I haven't had time to listen to a bunch of that stuff. And I completely agree with him about Trump. There is nothing that that man has done to harm this country. Well, I say that. He was dumb for letting Fauci run everything, but that was just because...
Well, that was not intentionally malicious.
Right, exactly. He has
There's
not
a difference
done
between
anything.
Being naive and being malicious.
Yeah. He's extremely right. They are afraid of him because they can't control him. That is why they don't like him. I mean, that's spot on. You have, when you do talk to other people on the other side, and you're like, so, you know, you ask them that. What has Trump really done? And they throw out all this stuff. Well, he raped this woman. He, all this stuff. And it's like, oh, my gosh.
He raped a woman he never met.
Yeah, he didn't do any of this stuff. It's all flipping media lying and programming you to believe all this crap.
Well, that's you're against the Democrat narrative, so they have to go after you.
But yeah, it's just it's so true. I mean, they are such cowards. They are such cowards. Only cowards want to control people, you know? I mean, honestly.
Well, that's Merrick Garland.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I mean, he's something else. What did I just see here? I was curious about. Oh, so. The Biden regime and NATO may be collaborating with Bill Gates to attack Russia with virus-spreading genetically mutated mosquitoes.
That's funny. I was just going to bring that up.
I mean, what a wonderful idea. Oh, my God. I mean, really? People are going to think these are brainiacs? No. They are the stupidest people on the earth. Do you really think if you create something like that you're going to freaking control it? I mean, the idiocy, it just has no limits. When people have money controls everything. Ugh.
If you and I conspired to make these GMO mosquitoes, there's a chance we can get the death penalty.
Exactly.
But if Bill Gates does it, it's perfectly okay.
Yep.
Hey, I was considering something here, just so you know, speaking of the mosquitoes. I have been tore up really good this whole, last 4 or 5 days.
By mosquitoes?
Mosquitoes are eating me like you wouldn't believe.
Wait, I didn't think Las Vegas had mosquitoes.
I didn't think so either.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you should see all the bug bites on me. As a matter of fact, I was thinking about leaving early tonight so my wife can put some lotion on me before I go to bed because
it's bad. You're sure, You're sure it's mosquitoes. You're seeing these mosquitoes.
Oh, I've killed a few.
Oh. Well, you know he freaking released them. The
yeah,
news
I know.
In that you know, the ones in what, Texas and Florida?
Yeah. Oh. And wherever they go, they go.
Yeah, and then it's not like you guys are that far from Texas, really. Oh, jeez.
But yeah, I counted 30 different bug bites, and there might be more than that.
Oh, my gosh. That's
and
not
all in,
good.
A lot of them are in places on my back that I can't reach.
Holy cow. And are they just normal, like, bumps, or are they really inflamed?
Yeah. Well, I've scratched some of them enough so that they're scabbed over.
Hmm. Not good. That's not good. I mean, yeah, because, yeah, you don't ever hear mosquitoes out in the dry desert areas.
Well, it has rained quite a bit recently.
Well, you know what? I forgot about that. That's true. So you guys, do you still have, like, is there still a lot of standing water in places?
No, not really.
Okay, so that, yeah, that's weird to me. I mean, I don't think mosquitoes are going to just show up that quick from one, you know. That's odd. Very odd. I wish, you know, you ought to try to, you should try to capture some of them. And then take them
interested.
To find somebody with a lab and have them say, hey, are these the new created ones by Gates?
I'm all right. I'm not doing that.
I know. Man, I would do that. But that's, yeah, that's not good at all. So, and it looks like another train accident in Nebraska.
Oh, I didn't even hear about that. That was tonight then?
It's the 17th, I guess it was yesterday, released massive plume of perchloric acid. Evacuation ordered for 4-mile radius. My goodness. Owned by Union Pacific. Has exploded in a Nebraska rail yard. Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. And the missing American Israeli think tank chief and whistleblower about the Biden family, you know, their corrupt dealing.
Mm-hmm.
He's missing? Isn't that interesting? Who was this guy? Let's see. It says Damian Williams. A press release from Damian Williams, U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, came out July 10th announcing the unsealing of an 8-count indictment charging Gail Luft, head of the U.S. think tank and retired Israel Defense Forces lieutenant colonel, with offenses related to willfully failing to register under the Foreign Agents Registration Act. Hold on, where is... So it says the 57-year-old U.S. Israeli citizen was indicted on November 1st and extradited on February 17th in the Republic of Cyprus. So, wait a minute, I'm confused. So they're saying that he's missing? Just days after Biden corruption whistleblower Gail Luft came forward with the following video detailing Biden family corruption, the DOJ. Oops, no. No, don't restart now. Announces multiple indictments against the Department of Justice still exist. I'm confused. But I think that's what they're saying, that he's missing. Hmm. No, do not restart, computer. Jeez. Um, Senator Ron Johnson had said, is DOJ trying to silence Dr. Gail Luff opposing Biden family corruption? My gosh. I mean,
I think everybody knows that, but they don't want to take it to court because they know that he'll be found guilty and then everybody else will be found out about.
I mean, it just, can people not see the freaking mafia ring that these people are in? I mean, honestly, it is just so bad. Oh, boy. Providence Hospital System, the largest Catholic.
Oh, yes. This.
You saw that.
I have that up.
They're mandating. Oh, my.
Yeah, God. You probably got that from me.
Oh.
Yeah, so they previously got sued and had to pay back pay for the staff that refused to get gene therapies. And now they're going to do it again.
Unbelievable.
I guess they didn't learn the first time.
No. Boy, I'd love to see. I wonder if they've got the list of ingredients for this new shot, this new gene therapy.
But how is that going to work? Are the same people going to have to sue the same company? And what? Providence Hospital thinks they're going to win this time?
Yeah. I mean, it just, nothing makes sense anymore, honestly. I mean, I'm like.
Yeah, I know that last year we just had a settlement and we had to pay back people we fired for not getting the gene therapy, but we're going to do it again.
Yeah, yeah. Must be nice to have that kind of income that you can do that.
And this time we're gonna enforce all this, even though COVID really isn't a thing right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't even hear people talking about COVID like they did in previous years. People are done with it, but they're going to push it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, people are tired. It's awful.
But here's the thing. If you're an employee of Providence Hospital, maybe the first time they scared you. But after you see that people got back pay and were ordered to get their jobs back, without retributions, what do you say to them now? Because everybody's going to look at it like this is just a paid vacation until the judge says that I have to go back to work.
Yeah.
You know you're going to win if you just don't comply. So why are you complying?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know why anybody.
There is nothing that they could say to the people that won lawsuits for not getting gene therapies, and then you're going to tell them that they're going to have to do it all over again. I'm sorry, the hospital's not winning that fight. You already lost once in court. You're not going to get a different outcome. But maybe they think otherwise. Maybe they just had to pay harder or something. And find the right judge.
Can't they step in and stop that? I mean, I don't know how they can enforce that.
They can't really, but we'll see. If they try to enforce it like they did the first time, I don't know. I think they can ask for more money this time because the first time they didn't learn their lesson. So, and I don't know the numbers of what they got sued at the first time, but if they got sued for $400 million, sue them for $1 billion this time and see what happens. Because the $400 million wasn't enough to them to stop it the first opportunity they had.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
They didn't even think about it. It's
down.
Like, oh, there's a new COVID strain that Bill Gates came up with. Let's let's force this down people's throats, even though we lost the court case last year. That's usually not how business gets done, but I don't know. Maybe they're Bud Lighting themselves. I don't know.
Could be. And I, but like I said, I just, you know, I don't know. Well, I guess people still want to work in that industry because there are people out there that truly care about helping people. But, I mean, I would have a hard time working in that industry. I mean, I couldn't stand being around the people that think that way.
And then you have the nurses that are for it, and they will, then they, it's funny, the nurses that are for this stuff will just berate every single person that doesn't believe what they want to believe. Like they're in a cult.
Absolutely. Yep. For sure. Yep. And then they're going to, I wonder if they're going to administer remdesivir again. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. You know, there's so many.
I discussed this loosely last week also. I don't know if it was during your show or not. But McGMO is in the news. They are wanting to cut their self-service soda fountains because they say it's not fair to the people that order online.
Oh, boy. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they could just say we're trying to cut costs. That's all they had to say. Instead, they got to make up stories.
Really need to cut their costs. Need to cut their costs. They're really struggling. Give me a freaking break.
A gallon of soda might cost like 20 cents to make, if that.
Jeez.
If somebody drinks a whole 2-liter bottle, a 2-liter bottle is going to cost you maybe $0.08 to $0.10.
Yeah, I don't drink soda anymore, but...
Well, neither do I, but at the same time...
That's hilarious.
I don't want to see people... I want to see people get what they're not entitled necessarily, but...
Right.
I don't want to see
stuff
being taken away.
Yeah, no, me neither. I mean, that just... I guess these... I have to believe that these shots have dumbed people down. I mean, something. I don't know. Although, I don't know. I just, you know what? I'm sorry. And I'm grateful that I just can't think on that level. It's like, thank God. Oh, thank God I know better. But I was just looking at this. A friend posted the F-35 stealth fighter jet. $80 million. Estimated delivery, September 20th, Friday, September. What? Is this a joke?
Yeah, there's a fighter pilot that just happens to be missing under Brandon's watch.
What?
Not that I think Brandon is 100% responsible because... in all fairness, it's an airplane, and Brandon barely can drive his Corvette, if that. He's not going to fly an airplane. He wasn't watching it.
This is missing?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I heard that supposedly Russia just took over the part, the country where we just sent a bunch of new stuff. Is that true?
I don't know. Any time the fake news mentions Russia, I don't listen.
Yeah, that was a friend of mine. They're like, they said Russia just so idle. And I think he gets his information from, it's so funny because I've told them a million times, I do not watch CNN. I said, I will not let anybody turn it on in my house. And he said, so don't send me any articles from CNN. I'm like, I will not. I will not look at him. And they do it anyway, so he's liable to have gotten it from there. There is a big chance that's the case.
I like how Chris Christie said he's going to follow Trump and do a speech right after Trump does his. Like, that's going to be a successful venue. Yeah, let me if Trump has a speaking engagement at 7, I'm going to set one up at 8:30 down the street, because if people are there for Trump, they're going to come and see me after.
Oh, that's funny. No, that'll be good. Yeah, let him do it, because they'll be there to listen to Trump, and then when he shows up, everybody will leave.
Well, it's a different building, so yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, but when you poll at 1.6% and you think that you're doing things, and your goal is just to talk crap about Trump, he doesn't have a plan to run for president. His plan is just to hit Trump, that's all.
Yeah, it's not like, Christie, I couldn't even believe he was even I was like, why is he running? I mean, that one shocked me to death. Haley did too. Nikki Haley was a shock for me too. So I still like...
But they all sound exactly the same though. There's no difference between Tim Scott or Nikki Haley or Mike Pence. None. No difference.
I still like, what was it? Is it Gabbard? I still like her too, but I guess
she's not running.
Kind of a new... No, I know. But I wouldn't mind seeing her run with somebody. I mean, she gets it when you listen to her. You know, she talks about all this stuff.
Oh, I don't disagree with that. It's just that there's nowhere for her to run right now.
Yeah. It's a shame she didn't get back in, I guess, but she left the Democratic Party. I mean, she didn't want anything to do with them.
Yeah, so she's not going to go back now and try to be part of them.
But she, she has a good perspective because she's been in the military. I mean, she's seen a lot of the inside. And luckily she saw through it, because so many times people just become a part of it instead of seeing the truth.
Well, she's an active military member, so she sees that.
Yeah, I still have to, I still worry. I still worry about if we can trust the military right now. I still don't know.
Well, remember that if you come out as trans, you don't have to do any exercises. You're just a trans person on the sidelines, and you get all your full benefits.
Oh. Aye. You know what was funny too is they're trying to make people think that the leader of Mexico does not like Trump. I remember I was just listening to Trump. He was talking to somebody and they're like, well, you said you were going to go in and put a stop to the drug cartel in Mexico and blah, 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 blah. And he said, I'm friends with the leader of Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I will help them. But he said, no, we're very good friends. So, I mean, they just push lie after lie. And that's what I try to tell anybody I know, friends that, have been on the left side. I'm like, please stop listening to any of this, the media talk about Trump. I'm like, just go pull up videos of him talking and just listen to him. you know, just listen to what he says. Because it's like everything you're hearing is BS. You know, they don't want people. They don't want people to go listen to him. That's why they're putting that stuff out there, so they won't want to. But he, it's ridiculous. I mean, for them, that's one of the, oh my gosh. I mean, it just, do you know how evil someone has to be to want to put somebody, done nothing?
Well, he's done a lot to the crime syndicate, so.
Yeah, I mean, for them to want to crow.
It's him or me, so that's all it is. The globalists are just running scared, so they have to try and throw whatever roadblocks they can out there, because they know that if he gets back in, they're done.
Jeez. I mean, that right there is just, yeah, I have no respect. I mean, that's just pure evil. Pure evil. So, I've known that about so many of them for so long, but that is just a huge red flag. And for people that can't see that, I mean, for somebody that would want, thank you. It's, you know, oh yeah, you know, getting behind bars for life. Anybody that would want that? I mean, that's crazy. I mean, as bad as Hunter Biden and some of these other people have been, I wouldn't wish that upon them. You know? It's crazy. But, oh, I don't know. Trudeau, you know, there are a few of them. Trudeau and Newsom and
George Soros.
And that. You know, him, and then the governor of, was it Michigan, Gretchen?
Yes. The one that thinks that she's in the upper echelon now of presidential candidates because Big Mike doesn't want the job because he's a nice lady.
Yeah, no, I would love to see them have to suffer a little bit. You know, scare them a little bit.
I can't picture people wanting to honestly vote for Gretchen Whitmer. That's not going to happen.
No, not at all. I mean, she just, oh no.
I wonder though if Mayor Adams has a chance.
I don't think so.
Well,
I don't
know
that
he'll get all the usual states.
Yeah, I mean, I even thought New York, a lot of New York didn't like what he was doing. But I could be wrong. I could be wrong. So. Goodness. Hard.
Yeah, I understand. I don't want to leave early every single week, but I do want to get this Benadryl on me at some point here.
Oh, that's a good
my
idea.
My wife is asleep by the time I get off the show.
I get you. Yeah, but it's only, what, 8:30 for you guys, right? Wait, is it 8:30
or 9:35, right.
Yeah, 10:30 here. So, No, I mean, anytime you need to go, that is fine. I just was trying to see if anybody posted anything interesting. I didn't get time to do too much today. My brother, they left California last week. You know, he was out there working, and now he just got back home this past week, and they're getting ready to take off again tomorrow.
Okay.
He stays with me when they're off the road, and now they're sending him. It's crazy. They're sending him to I'm like, they've got this backwards. So they're sending him to Northern Ohio up by the Great Lakes in the winter. So he's going to be up there the whole winter working. And I'm like, they've got this back. They need to send you to California now for the winter and then send you to Ohio in the summer. But they're just doing the opposite. So I hope they don't freeze to death up there. Definitely going to be probably cold. So I do. Have you ever gone to Mackinac Island?
I heard island and I didn't hear the first part, but I'm sure it's
Are you familiar with Mackinac Island?
No.
Oh, okay. So there's, and everybody really, if they ever get a chance to go, it's so up there's Mackinac. It's spelled Mackinac, but they say Mackinac, and so there's a Mackinac, Michigan, and then there's Mackinac Island. And so right off Mackinac, there's a little Mackinac Island in the Great Lakes. And it's where the movie, Somewhere in Time. What was, I'm going blank. The movie was shot there with, what is his name? He's gone now. He became a paraplegic. It was super. Wasn't he Superman? Am I thinking of the right guy, the actor? Hold on. Let me pull it up real quick. But it's called the Grand Hotel, and the island is completely has no cars on it.
Okay.
And the Grand Hotel on Mackinac Island. Let's see. Christopher Reeve. That's what I was trying to think of.
Oh.
Yeah, it was Somewhere in Time. So the 1980 film, Somewhere in Time, that's where they shot it. But it is, it's only open, I think, May through September because obviously it gets super, super cold there. But it's like walking back in time. And they literally just have horses and carriages and bicycles. And it's just a really... It's a really neat island to go to because it is like walking back in time. So if anybody ever gets a chance, it's just the only problem is it's hard to get to. You know, that fortunately the time I went, some friends had he had a private plane and flew us into the island. So that's the best way to do it. But, you know, that's not everybody gets that chance, so I'm very grateful. That was a neat experience, but it is kind of a cool place to go see. And I wasn't real familiar with it either until about a year before I went there. I hadn't really heard of it. So, but it's beautiful there. The trees there, like here, like they have these giant trees there. It's actually like lilac bushes, only they've like become these giant trees. They're beautiful all over the island. So pretty.
I have a lilac tree in my front yard.
I love lilac trees. I don't think there's any flower that really smells better than those. I mean, they smell so good. When I lived in St. Louis, I had them sitting in front of the window of the master bedroom. They were growing in front of the window, and I can remember every spring just opening those windows, and that smell would just come in and fill the house. It was just beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. In fact, I wish I had them planted all over my yard, but I think I'm trying to remember if they need full sun. I don't have any in this yard, but I think they do, don't they? I guess yours probably gets full sun.
Yeah, it gets full sun.
But, yeah, that's what I thought. I think they do. My house here, I've got so much shade. It's difficult for me. That's at least where my greenhouse is. I've got it in the bright sunshine. but that's the hardest part for me. And, you know, there's a few trees I'd like to cut down so that I could have more sun come in, but it's so expensive to have a tree cut down. It's ridiculous. So, and you hate to do it anyway, but I do have a couple trees that are, you know, they're older and they're in rough shape. The storms have kind of beat them up. So I'm trying to think of what else you could do besides the Benadryl, but I think the Benadryl is good. Are you going to take, you're just going to put the rub on. I know if I take Benadryl orally, I don't like the way it makes me feel.
Oh, I don't take Benadryl and pills.
Yeah. Not a fun one to take. But sometimes you have to. I've had to take it before from having a anaphylactic shock.
Hmm.
And it is not fun. But I'd rather do it, though, than a steroid. Never will I do a steroid again. Not a chance. So. You got, did you find anybody for your other show yet?
Thursday? No, not yet.
Not yet. Okay.
I'm trying.
Yeah, I'll share that some more too, and see if I can think of anybody. I just
I had two different people that said they were interested, so I told them both to call in because I figured one of them would not make it. And then they both called. They both called and canceled after like within an hour of the show. One of them told me like 3 minutes before the show.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I was pissed.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, I hope I can get a hold of this Jason Grostick. I don't know how you pronounce it, but I would really like to talk to him and find out if anybody's helped him. Just so sad.
All right, I think I'm going to call it here.
Okay. Yeah, well, I hope you guys get those darn mosquitoes under control. That's just kind of scary. You don't like seeing things where they're not supposed to be.
No, exactly. All right, let me go ahead and get that outro music played here.
Okie doke.
All right, well, thank you, Christina, and we'll see you next Monday.
You bet, Prue. Thank you.
All right. Everyone else, I'll be back tomorrow. Please support the other shows on the network. It's not just the Proof Negative show here. But until tomorrow, hold on to the handrail. Keep hope alive. Remember, only you can prevent forest fires. I am Proof Negative, and I am Oozing.